All right, well, real quick, if you're watching the video, sorry for the different camera view. We had to switch phones. I have 70 gigs of Spotify to clear out of my pocket, my phone, so
Ran out of space. So different
blame.
phone, different camera angle, or same camera angle, different view. So
Blame all the podcasts I listen to and all the games I play, so my bad. But we were talking about you finishing this car and it being kind of a sentimental emotion moment for you because of how long you had it.
Three and a
So
half years, maybe longer. Never had it running or driving yet. Well, it ran once,
one second.
but never driving. Satisfactory.
I got that from a podcast in Australia. I don't know why. Super entertaining. No, it's a long time coming. You got the car with high hopes, high intentions, and unfortunately, life took a different direction. You went through some stuff and learned some lessons.
Some
So.
misfortunes, and it is what it is. I'm not gonna badmouth anyone. It's
We'll save that
not
for
what
a
I'm here
Patreon
for.
style episode, or just
Yeah, it's not what I'm here for.
we'll save that for bar talk or shop talk. But no, that's good. Again, learned a lot of lessons, grew a lot from that experience and everything,
Good or bad, it's all learning moments.
and in a much better position than you were at that point.
Oh
So,
yeah. Yeah.
fantastic.
Yep.
Yep, nope, definitely gonna see that where I myself will be extremely ecstatic. You can ask our media guy when he sees me come into the shop. I get excited, like just looking at the car.
Oh
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
super excited.
Yeah, we got a lot done to it, so.
Today was a lot more productive than I thought. Super excited.
Not the best of quality, but I mean, it looks cool. It's like a rustic look.
Which is kind of the way the garage is going. So, no, it's cool. Like, it's also 30 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I got home an hour and a
So
half
that's a
later than I
challenge as
thought.
well.
So,
Painting in cold, not recommended.
no, working with one hand, not recommended.
Having a toolbox fall on you, not recommended.
This guy. Having this guy and that guy push the toolbox off me.
Yeah.
Yeah, scary moment.
To be fair, I had to yell at him to go get you.
I was like, I got this. I got one
I
hand.
yelled at him four times to go get you.
I was like, we got this. I was like, all right. I shouldn't have a screw pop out of my hand. Let me go get help.
You shouldn't be trying to lift something that heavy.
Nope. 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 Not at all.
No.
But. No, we've definitely got a good direction going. So you've got the SS, you've got plans for that. You've got a lot of stuff going on. We've got the 240. We have a lot going on with that. Who was the first one to find out outside of obviously Jackie and myself? Who was the first one to find on your side that was the first one to find out about it?
Want to say Ross.
Okay.
I want to say it was Ross. He was one of the first people to know.
What did he think? It's not dying. Hell yeah.
He didn't tell me it was a bad idea.
Fair.
So
If you don't see, if Ross doesn't say it's a bad idea, it's
he pretty
a
much
decent
just said
idea.
as long as it's a smart decision for us.
Yeah. I think the first one I made decision of outside of my lady was who was it? Ryan?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, it was
so.
Ryan. Ryan. We talked. That was the first one. It took me forever to not tell Adam. I was sitting here, phone in hand.
Ready.
No! Like,
It's
just
hard to keep
cool.
a surprise like
I mean,
this.
like, me and Adam have talked for probably 3 years about getting me
It's
into a drift
one of
car.
the more iconic cars for drifting, for grassroots, period. And
Yeah.
unfortunately, they're ridiculously expensive.
They're ignorant, dude. Like, I'm sorry.
The condition it
I love
sits
my
in now, I've
Nissan.
seen the same condition on Marketplace
10 grand.
going for way more than it should be.
Like I
And
love
granted,
my
I had mine
imports.
for sale for pretty high. I wasn't strict on price.
You
I
knew
said or best offer. I knew
exactly.
I was never intending on getting what I had it listed for.
Like
Not even close.
I'll say there's certain cars I love, absolutely love. I would die in a hill for. There's just certain cars that I look at and are not worth the cost.
No.
And I'm sorry, this is one of those cars. For me personally, I fell into the spot where our lives lined up enough and things went right. And you'll see us out there. I promise you'll see us out there in 24.
With one or the other, if not both.
Yep, one or the other, if not both. And you'll see at least skid pad. You'll see me out there. You'll see him.
A lot of skid pad. A lot of skid pad for the time being.
And get ready for one ridiculous color combination on this car, because it takes, you know. In,
still be determined. Yeah. Still to
be determined. Well, right now, it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's what we got, so. Super excited for that.
Same as the Camaro, still to be determined. I have an idea in mind. It's not something I'm willing to disclose. There's literally maybe two or three people that know about it, and it's all within the family.
Yep. So
Jackie, Ross, and Graham. They're the only people that know at this moment.
I the fact that I don't know, it's kind of exciting.
Yep.
But it takes a lot of time.
You're kind of bad with secrets, though, so.
Depends.
You get excited a lot.
If it's my secret, it's different. If it's somebody else's, I'm much different. If it pertains to what I have to do.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I hinted towards it to you.
We talked about it, but I kind of.
Yeah.
You gave me enough options that I'm not too sure.
Mm-hmm.
We talked enough direction.
There's a variation of colors in this garage.
I figured.
Of what it could be.
I figured.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those that you can look at one color and go, I don't like it on this car.
Exactly.
So.
Yep. I've seen it on the Camaro before. If it's the right shade, perfect.
And you have to.
For me, in my mind, it is perfect. But if it's not that shade, I'm going to make them redo it.
It's like PCP.
I'm
going to
choose a whole different color.
Like Dodge PCP?
Yeah.
If you don't nail that color perfect,
mm-hmm.
take that redo that shit.
Yep.
Redo
so
it.
So I realistically, I need to find a backup color just in case it doesn't work out.
I've got an idea. We'll talk afterwards.
But okay.
We'll go. But let's see. So, yeah, we covered a couple random questions. You have any other questions?
Other than drifting, what other vehicles are you planning on building?
Well, I've got this hunk of metal next to his right.
Mm-hmm.
This piece of shit.
What do you plan on doing with it?
I'm going to send that down to Indy to my buddy Dominique. Dominic, sorry. I have a coworker, Dominique, that spells her name the same way. My bad, Dom. Now, my buddy Dominic is going to open up a fab shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to use this as a demo car. So he's going to take care of a lot of a few rust repairs, mm-hmm. some metal work, some.
So it's going to be like a resto mod?
Yeah, resto mod. We're going to keep it pretty factory body. Mike casers, Mako. It's staying a four-cylinder for ease of access on.
Four-cylinder turbo?
It'll be prepped for turbo.
Okay.
Knowing him, it's going to be, you're getting a turbo. Like, just shut up and take the turbo.
Won't complain.
I'm not going to complain. But yeah, no, it's going to go down for probably a 3 to 5 year project. Really, it's one of those, don't rush it. You got custom cars, take care of it.
Yeah.
But eventual, I already decided the color will be whatever he wants to put on it. It can That's be hot fair. Pink. I don't give a damn.
That's fair. If he wants to put his shop colors on it to help him out, by all means, go for it.
Yeah, it's going to be all new suspension, solid bushings.
I will say them are too in white.
I love it so much in white. It's probably going to stay white.
I hope it does. If not, whatever color combo he chooses.
It's going to have a white wing. I don't care.
That's fair.
But yeah, it's going down for some body work. He's going to take ground up Oppo and go from there. And it takes a while. It doesn't really matter.
So would you say this is your favorite car out of your fleet?
It's probably the favorite car I've had in my lifetime.
Yeah.
30 years being in the family, and I've had it for the last 15.
And I've driven it once.
I drove it for about 3 weeks.
I got lucky to drive this thing when I did because
it was so fun.
It was raining out when you let me drive it.
I can't.
We were dropping off your Black Legacy at not Six Star. What's the other one?
Appam. I call it Appam. APM.
Yeah, APM. We're dropping it off there. He needed me to pick him up, so you let me drive the MR2. And in the rain at that, he would not let anyone even sit in this thing.
To be fair, the tires were twice as wide as the factory.
Yeah, but
not cheap. But it was still sketchy. Like,
with the sentimental value of it, I'm surprised you let me drive it. And my whole philosophy is if it's not mine, I'm driving it like a grandmother because I cannot afford to fix it.
Yeah.
At least in the time frame that someone else needs it fixed in. So
Thank God it's like my fourth car.
Babied this thing all the way there. I don't get me wrong. On the way back, he let me drive it on the way back too. He told me to get on it, but only straight line, only once I'm already in gear and in a controlled setting.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I still wasn't for it just because you never know when those inconvenient moments are going to happen. Something happens and it's just...
somebody darts out or whatever.
Yeah, or you could spin a bearing or throw a rod or whatever happens.
Not wait for a tow truck.
A freak accident. And then it's like, shit, it's on me now.
Yeah.
It was nerve-wracking for me.
It was fun, but
nerve-wracking.
The face when that guy, Mark, came out. Dude, you're MR2. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's the MR2. I was like, you want to case swap it? No, I can't afford that right now.
I'm just glad.
I should have case swapped this son of a gun when I had
the only accident I've seen this in, you were driving. When you decided to hop that curb.
Luckily, surprisingly, nothing happened to the suspension.
Yeah, super
I was blown
lucky.
Away. The legacy, though.
The legacy, that though.
That was a flat piece to a not that flat piece at all. It kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Ross laughed at me. Royce laughed at me.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did too.
Kyle texts me and goes, got camera, bro? Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, we all would have loved to rewatch that.
Oh, there's a meme on my car floating around the internet somewhere still. Kind of pissed.
Thank God.
Kind of pissed. But it's cool. So we obviously gave them ideas of what we want to do
mm-hmm.
for the vehicles, a little bit of info on ourselves.
Yep.
Something we didn't cover last time. Kids, married. What do you want to do for a living?
What do I want to do for a living? Shit, I don't know what I want to do for a living.
I think anybody does.
Who does know? I'm pretty happy with what I got going on for work. I work in an off-road shop, store manager there. It's cool. We build a lot of cool trucks, a lot of cool Jeeps.
You even mess with some Subarus and drift cars? And
Subarus, high horsepower trucks. We've lowered some trucks, lifted some trucks, lowered some cars.
Quite
about
a body,
to lift a car once you decide what we're doing with the Subaru.
Got to pay the tires off soon. And I want to do skate plates first. But yeah, we'll do the lift kit there.
That's pretty cool. I like
you guys
the coworkers
really
that I have. We all mesh really, really well together. The atmosphere is really, really cool. We try to make it as enjoyable as possible. Now venturing into the podcast and helping you with that. I'm good with public speaking. I'm not very good on camera.
Neither of us are.
So
looking at myself in camera is weird. I can look at
you. This whole time I'm trying to avoid remembering that I am on camera.
That's what I'm looking at you.
So I can talk normal.
Right? But, no, you guys really do take the and more.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do an episode on
I'm trying to expand more on the and more. We started off as 4-wheel parts. We're only allowed to do mainly – we specialize in off-road vehicles. Yeah. It wasn't very often
like
we would get cars.
At least the one I call 4WP.
Yeah.
4-wheel parts. I noticed that
it was a lot of Jeeps.
And a lot of 4Runners.
Mm-hmm.
At least down in Texas.
Yeah. Even out here. But 4Runners and Jeeps were the most popular things that we would see. We'd get our fair share of Tacomas in. We'd get our fair share of...
If there's a single off-road shop that doesn't say they have mm-hmm. a Toyota and a Jeep and a Subaru mm-hmm. sometime in their existence, I call bullshit.
Yep. We do a lot of pickup trucks. It's very... Yeah. For the Naperville area, it's a lot of pickup trucks.
A lot of Chevys.
The new hot thing right now is Broncos. The new Broncos.
Hold on. Now, this time out. Before anybody says anything, we're talking... The Bronco, not the Bronco Sport.
Yeah, full-size
Bronco.
The Bronco,
not the Escape.
We've seen our fair share of Bronco Sports in there, too. Surprisingly, we've seen a lot of them come through.
They can be done right.
Yes.
But when I say
there's not much available for them. The most we can do lift-wise is, I think, about a 2 to 2.5-inch lift on it.
It's about the same as mine. It's similar. Mine's bigger,
but it's
tedious. About the same size.
It's a lot of spacers.
Oh, mine's dumb easy.
It looks, for what it is, it does look pretty cool.
Yeah,
if it's done right, they have their heritage package, which is the throwback to like the white steelies, the white grill, the white accents, the white hard top. It does look really, really cool.
Okay.
On the right setup. I've seen some people go overboard with like the full size Broncos and the Heritage package, and it just doesn't look good.
I think the full size Bronco is good when they get it as their off road pack.
Yeah,
just get in and go.
Mm-hmm.
Because they look rowdy.
If you try and put an aftermarket bumper on it and paint match it to just what the factory one was, leave the
black cladding.
It doesn't leave the black. I'm not a fan of it. If it's what you're into, by all means, continue to do it. Ignore what my opinion is, but to me, it's got to be the right bumper.
Yeah.
The right wheels, the right everything.
There's color combos that are good.
Yeah.
But, at the same time, we'll give our opinions. Mm-hmm. We'll give you'll give.
Just because I don't like it doesn't mean
you love it.
You don't like it.
Yeah.
If I love something and you hate it, I would like you to tell me, like, hey, that's not my cup of tea. But if you're into it, I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah,
same thing for anyone in the car industry.
Yeah, like especially you being running the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you might not go and dig the thing,
mm-hmm.
seeing the guy, the person happy, the guy or girl,
if they're happy, I'm happy.
You know what? You can have a shitty day to that point. You see their face.
Oh yeah.
Done.
Yep.
Done right there. Boom. Shitty day. Like bills piling up. Got yelled at. The guy leaves. Waiting 6 months to do this. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. My wife's going to love it.
Yeah. It like
done.
For the Broncos, at least, Heritage package, absolutely coolest thing ever.
What is this Heritage? I got to look this up after.
It's literally like
is it the OJ Simpson Bronco?
Kind of.
Like a whiteout package?
It's kind of. So the ones that we've seen are like a gray body paint on it, and then it's got like what would be a white hard top for it. It has a white steely style wheel on it. Okay. It's got like it's one solid color with a bunch of white accents.
Oh, so it's like a okay.
I guess they did it with the older Bronco. It was their Heritage package on it, and it featured a bunch of white accents.
That was like 2 years before I was born. So
yeah, back when dinosaurs were around.
Fuck you. Okay, jerk. God, I'm not that old. I actually am a lot older than you think, but it's okay.
Factory, it looks cool. If for me,
a little knottier tire, a little hair.
Like all of the aftermarket bumpers.
No, there's some horrible.
Some of them stick out too far. Some of them are hanging too low. Some of them are too bulky. I'm not a big fan of that. I like it slim, slender, relatively factory location.
Yeah.
And to me, it looks like it belongs.
Perfect.
Unless it's like the only time I'm cool with like a big bulky bumper is if it's like a 3500 or like an F-350.
It's a built rig,
like a big tow vehicle.
Yeah,
like something that it makes sense for it to be on there.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, other than that, that's what I do at work. I am married. About to be going on. I'm gonna stab for this one. I think 2 years. About
ish,
2 years.
Two-ish.
Two to three.
Slide the end in there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hear the end of that one. I know that. Sorry, babe.
He loves you.
I've got kids. I've got 2 kids. My oldest is Dustin. He is 9 now.
God, time's flying.
Yeah. What's wild to me is 9 more years. He's 18 and legally an adult.
And the little one's his age.
My youngest is just over a year and a half. And just today, he learned how to climb his brother's ladder into his bunk bed.
And he got a free toy car.
All the way to the top. On his own.
Oh, shit.
From bottom to top of the ladder.
So
on his own. Into the bed on his own.
The child get the ladder.
Yes, we do. We need to keep his
We
need to keep brother's bedroom door closed at all times.
Like put the little safety cupping on.
We got round knobs. He can't grip the knob. He's not tall enough to really reach it and grasp it. So I know.
No, I mean he's
that bedroom doors that. The doorknob on that door
is higher?
No, it's wax. So like I can jam it all the way to the side. It's loose in the door. Oh. So I can pull it towards the center of the door and it's not gonna latch. I can pull it all the way out and you'll never get the thing open unless you know to pull it over.
Okay.
So I can push it all the way over and it'll once it's closed, push it over. He'll never get into it. He can't even twist the doorknob.
When he does, we're going to have to figure out.
When he does, that's going to be an issue. Hopefully, we're not in the apartment when he learns that.
You'll be somewhere different.
Yeah, I hope so. But, yeah, two kids. Amazing wife. Super understanding. She's looking through to go through schooling to it's for cosmetology. She wants to cut hair, dye hair, color hair, whatever they want to call it.
I got a good template for you right here.
Women are very particular on how they consider haircuts and dyeing hair. They call it coloring, I guess.
I'm not getting into the argument.
Super excited for her to do that. Yep, rock out. She's very understanding on it. She really, really wants a G35 coupe. She actually cried when I sent mine to the junkyard. And they sent a forklift through the side of it.
I saw you. Is that the one you put on Snapchat?
Yes.
I actually got so mad. I threw my phone across
the. She was actively fighting tears going through that whole situation. She did not. She was furious at me for getting rid of that.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah, I should have never fucked with it. I would have been continued driving.
You probably would have, she would probably be driving that car today.
Probably.
At least in nice weather.
Yep.
And she would
She would drive it all the time. That would be her daily driving.
Throw some Conti snow tires on it. Mm-hmm. GT radios, whatever.
Yep. Some nice all-season tires on it. She'll be fine. She's a stay-at-home mom. She goes out when she needs to.
And most times she goes pretty local.
Yeah. She doesn't go far. If we go far, it's usually me driving, so. It'll be fun.
In the T-Rex. I stole that from Maurice.
Depends. If we're going far, we're taking her car because it's better on gas. Oh, it's God, less bouncy. So it's not like taking a school bus halfway across the country. Yeah, it's bad.
You're just close up to that U.S. school bus.
Yeah, my F-250 is leaf spring, front and rear. So it's not a smooth ride. Unless you have a trailer on it.
And then it really gets smooth, I assume.
Oh, it is so smooth.
What else we got? Did you think of another question?
Not yet.
If you could trade your daily co-rig for any vehicle, but money is an option. Money's a matter.
So do I have to trade or can I sell and apply towards the next?
Either or.
Okay.
A realistic option. Simple. You have to get this. It's a daily driver, but it has to fit your lifestyle and do what you need to do. Chevy daily.
Do any of our vehicles fit our lifestyles?
My daily sure as hell does.
Mine kind of.
Okay, really? I need a Tesla that gets 100 miles a gallon.
I don't. So my lifestyle, I mean, for the job that I have, I work with trucks, lifted trucks, so I can't go without a truck. I tow a lot, going to the track, picking up vehicles, moving things around. So if I could trade my Super Duty for anything, my dream truck is the NBS Silverado 3500.
That's like the 21?
It's the NBS is the same body style as my Suburban. So like 04 era, it's that but the dually.
Oh, that big bitch.
Yes.
Okay. I don't do Chevy codes. You come in with Toyota codes, I got you.
Yep, NBS.
Don't start that bullshit with this Chevy code.
So you got the OBS, old body style. That's 90s up to 96, when they revised. Right? I think it was like 2000. I think it was 2000. 99. It was 99 they started the NBS, which is new body style. So I want like a 2003, preferably 2004.
Chevy got a bump. Hey, wouldn't your old style become the new style? The new style become the old style?
Well, yeah, the one after the talking a bunch of bullshit. The one after the NBS is the NNBS, which is the new body style. They weren't creative with it whatsoever.
I'm going with Chevy.
It wasn't Chevy that did it. It was the enthusiasts.
Oh, okay.
So okay. I want an 04 3500. That's what I want. I want crew cab long bed.
You wouldn't go with a new like 22 turbo diesel.
Nope. I don't want to deal with the DEF.
Oh no, they actually remove it at the dealership.
I don't want the DEF system. They legally they can't.
No, they can.
Not that I've seen.
They can.
I just want it pre-DEF.
At least what I've been told is they can. When you go in, Chevy actually put out a notice. I was told they put out a notice to actually remove the DEF because they were having recall issues.
Oh, they're probably replacing them.
There's also places you can go into and tell them, shut the shit off.
Careful with that. Not legal.
We're not California.
It's here. Also going to...
California's a whole other discussion.
We can't discuss that topic.
California?
Yeah. I want 04 3500 crew cab long.
You really want to go with the new one just for the...
I want the LB7.
See, I like the styling of the new ones, but I wish I had... So what I want is, if I were to go with that style, I want the new body, the new technology.
I would like it for the interior, yes.
The interior, but I want the reliability of the old one.
Yes.
The pre-def.
I like the power. I like the drivetrain of the 04, the NBS body style. I like the interior of that body style, too. It reminds me of the Suburban. I never had an issue with the Suburban. I got rid of the Suburban because I needed something to tow better. I was planning on going to more events this season, and I needed something that would handle towing a lot better. So that's why I got the Super Duty with the 7.3 in it. Indestructible motor.
Duty?
I'm not a big fan of Ford. Unless it's... the only time I like Ford is for the Mustangs, and it's got to be the right year Mustang. Like I like the Fox bodies. I like the New Edge. I like the S550s. The S650s are... I might need a little bit more time for them to grow on me. It's the same thing as the S650, the styling at least, but it's too angled for me at the moment.
Sorry, my brain caught S and put F650.
I mean an F650.
Why don't you go buy a damn semi?
Yeah.
You know what I would buy?
The trucks aren't for me. I can't get with it.
If I were to buy, disclaimer, let me put this out before I get destroyed by the internet.
I feel like I will be too. I'm not the most knowledgeable about everything. I'm only going on
what I've heard from diesels. I don't do diesels. I don't do American cars for the most place.
Facts.
But there are, what I was told, there's options around that based on the manufacturer and your county, city, state, and region. Look into your stuff legally, figure it out.
Yep.
I would like to, if I were to go for the ignorant, that's F650 plus style. I'd go for that damn International. Was it International? Oh, yeah. Was it Ford?
I think.
Basically, the baby semi.
Yeah.
I would buy that. If I had to go stupid without going full rig, I'd buy that.
For hauling?
It's like an F-1150.
For towing, F-450 all day. For putting shit in the bed for hauling that way. Silverado, 100%. But I'm going to be... towing with the
She didn't say Dodge.
I mean, Dodge is a really good choice. Their interiors are just way too simple. It's
unless
too
you buy that Longhorn, I feel like unless you spend $100,000.
The styling's all the same. You can find the same interior in Chrysler, in Dodge. You can find it in Jeep. They use it in way too many different things. It's too simple for me. I just don't like the interior. They've got a perfect engine for it. Cummins is perfect for hauling anything.
Slap the Cummins.
Ideal setup, if money was not an option, I would have the Cummins mated with the Allison transmission inside of a Ford body.
With the Toyota badge on the
front. It would be my Ford body. It would be the Ford body that I have now, but the dually. That would be my ideal setup. I like what my body style is. I that's the only Ford truck that I like.
I like that one, actually.
But I still think I would prefer the Chevy body over it. I just think the Chevy looks better.
I do. I agree.
I feel the Chevy exterior and interior is better.
I fully agree, actually. Let's see.
What would be your ideal tow setup?
See, for me, I don't know enough about trucks.
That's fine.
I'll figure it out.
You don't need to know anything. Going based off of looks alone, what would be your ideal track setup to tow it?
Looks alone?
Yeah.
Excluding power?
Yeah. Excluding power. Just going based off of looks.
Oh, give me a Tundra. If I could have a dually, if I could have a diesel dually Tundra.
That'd be a sick setup.
Let me rephrase. if I had a local rig, mm-hmm. it's a Tundra with a open trailer
mm-hmm.
or a semi open trailer.
Yeah.
Yes, I would make a semi open trailer. Don't start with me.
It could work.
But for a dedicated tow rig,
mm-hmm.
I would probably do Chevy or Dodge.
That's fair.
3,500. It has to be a dually.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be four door.
Yep.
But me, I want the front. I want the full steel bumpers. Yeah. I want the front and back winch.
Mm-hmm.
I want the roof rack. Okay. I want the light bars. Because obviously it's gonna have the brake controller.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's I would want the bed.
Get so you do like a crew cab long bed.
Yeah. Or if I realistically could, I'd buy an old ambulance.
That'd be pretty dope too.
Like I should buy an old ambulance because I could sleep in it.
So there's a
I could live in it. I could tow in it.
There's a guy out in St. Charles. I think he goes by Ginge. I believe he has a school bus for his tow rig.
That wouldn't be a bad option either.
He's got a full school bus for it. He's got a it's an old pickup truck that he swapped an LS into or some form of V8. I don't remember the specifics of it, but it's dope. He also built actually one of my old neighbors, he built a Miata exocart out of.
What the?
Yeah. Factory Miata motor, turbo, exocart, no doors, no panels, nothing on it. The thing was cool. I pulled up to our first apartment one day and I'm like, what is that? I walked over there and started talking to him. He's like, yeah, we built this.
That means you're there on TikTok.
It was cool. The exo carts, they're one of the coolest things I'll ever see.
They're so sick.
I couldn't do it. Props to whoever can do it.
I can't mutilate a car that bad.
I agree.
Let's see. Ideal truck, no power, baseless style, Tundra. Mm-hmm. I trust the chassis, I trust the engineering, blah, blah, blah. Me, I'd probably do, realistically, a 3500 Dodge Chevy.
Okay.
Again, four-door, diesel, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at if I would utilize it thoroughly, probably thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, a old ambulance.
Okay.
The reason being, it's already got space for cabinets. Yeah. It's already got this and that. I can repurpose it. I've seen the floor plans.
Yeah.
Old school bus wouldn't be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ambulance because it has a solid walls.
Yeah.
I do want a little window. I don't mind cutting a hole, framing a window, securing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, rear view is kind of pointless if you're
I'd still want the rear view, but I'd do a one-way, Matt. One-way.
I mean, if you got an enclosed trailer, it'd be useless.
My other thing is I would look at those because they're meant to take the weight.
Yeah.
They're meant to take the abuse. Or a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
They can fit in a standard drive-thru. I can go to a standard gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go to a standard repair shop.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Well, you got to be careful with some of the ambulances because they're gas engines. They're not diesel. So
even some of the gas with the suspension, I can still deal with
it. Yeah. It might struggle a little bit, but it's all engine related.
Yeah. I would aim diesel.
Yeah.
I know gas motors more, but I'd aim diesel. If new one, Chevy or Silverado. Chevy or Dodge.
If my only options were something newer, I'd probably do.
I'd do Chevy.
I'd do like a 2016 GMC.
I would do
it's not the newest, but let me rephrase.
I'd do a GM so I could choose between the two based on what I want.
Out of the newer ones, I like the stylings of the GMC.
So much.
I love the stylings of the GMCs more than the Chevys. If it's an older one, I will pick Chevy over GMC. The new body style that I want for the Chevy, it's got the thin headlights on it like my Suburban was. Mm-hmm. If you were to do the GMC, it's still the thin headlights, but they're slightly taller than what the Chevys are.
It's minor cosmetic
stuff. It looks awkward to me.
I would say, think about what you were saying. And I know somebody's going to ask me why. I already know who's going to ask me why. New one, I'd probably go for just the newest one. Obviously diesel. I'll deal with the PEF and all that crap. Yeah. The reason I would choose, honestly, above all of them, if a year's not an option, year's not a matter. They're all diesel.
Yeah.
I'd go with the ambulance or the school bus.
Okay.
I could camp out of it.
That's fair.
I can live out of it.
That's
if
fair.
If we're going to events, we're towing the rigs, it'd I don't be cool. pay for a hotel room.
It'd be like an overlanding vehicle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just a fuck lot better than the Subaru. Yeah.
Fair.
I'd be towing the Subaru and a car behind it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my Subaru. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
No, that's why I looked at it, because it'd be more affordable than buying an RV.
Mm-hmm. You could technically buy a semi and register it as an RV.
Yeah. And then that's why I was looking at the international.
And then you don't need a CDL.
That international cluster thingy dingy. Mm-hmm. It's technically considered a large truck.
That was an option for me
it's
as
like
well
a
too.
F-650
if money wasn't an option, I'd buy a semi. I have all the qualifications to drive that thing other than my air brake endorsement. I have my Class A CDL. All I need to do is go get my air brake endorsement, but realistically, I don't need it.
We know three people that have it.
Registered as an RV, you do not need your CDL.
If they hear this, let me rephrase it. I'm not saying it's easy it's easy because they did it. I'm saying it's easy because if you pay attention and you study, you can get that certification.
Yep. It's
what's
not,
hard is remembering all that stuff together.
Yes. So, if you can retain information very well, you can pass the CDL tests on your first try.
I feel like we can have a whole episode on how
my
bullshit that
ADHD
is.
Kicks in, and I failed it the first time because I lost focus. As soon as I lost focus, it went downhill from there. Mm-hmm. I was 1 point shy from passing it my first try. I went back the second time. I passed it with flying colors.
You just need to pass that last portion.
You're allowed three mistakes. If you fail three questions, you're done. After that, you're done.
So pay attention and study.
You can, if you do it in less than three mistakes, you'll get your CDL license. The air brake endorsement, not very familiar with it because I haven't taken it. So it very well may be the same. You might get less mistakes that you're required to get.
For sure. That'd be the options. Mm-hmm. Open or closed trailer?
Closed. 100% closed. I want to be comfortable. If we're on a very hot track day, I want to be able to walk inside of an enclosed trailer, get some shade. I have a portable AC unit. I am fully
even just getting out of the wind.
Getting
I mean,
out of the wind.
Biggest thing.
Getting out of the sun
and the rain.
Getting out of the sun is what I want to escape.
Getting out of the elements.
So I've got a generator. I've got a portable AC unit. I'm hooking both of those up and running it to cool off the inside of the enclosed trailer. That way we can go and relax, have a nice lunch, and not sweat our asses off.
Yeah. I heard I don't know if it was me or you or somebody else had a debate or like a discussion about it of when you first get into drifting, or first get into motorsports,
mm-hmm.
you're first starting your venture.
Yeah.
Price for price, it might not be price for price. Either way, the question basically was, do you go open trailer or closed trailer when you first start?
When you first start, open trailer, 100%.
100%. You know why? Because you can sell it off to the next guy who's going to start.
You need to learn through the struggles. Like for me,
you don't
want to
buy a $20,000 trailer if you're
going to. I'm still going with a U-Haul trailer, $160 for the day.
Done.
It does what I needed to do. It doesn't give me the shade that I would like to have, but for balling on a budget, you don't have a lot of money. All your money is going into your car to make sure you have tires, your maintenance is
done.
That's
why you have a pickup
with all running.
You don't get a pickup.
U-Haul trailer is good enough. Until you have a place to store a trailer of your own, a U-Haul open trailer is more than enough.
Oh, yeah.
Just to even be able to rent, say your daily is your comp car or your drift car. If you can go to a U-Haul, rent a truck and a trailer, that's enough. That's success in my eyes. Until you get to the point where you own your own house or property, or you can afford to have a rental spot.
No HOA.
Yes.
Just fuck those.
If you can afford to have your own space to store your trailer and or truck, then U-Haul is where it's at.
I mean,
whatever you can get your hands on, go for it. Don't let anyone talk shit about it. If someone talks shit about you getting a U-Haul trailer, ignore them. It just you getting a trailer to period. It's success enough in my eyes.
Yeah, you're going out there doing more than most people are. So
especially if you're questioning your build, you think it might break, get a trailer. Spend the money on the truck and trailer just to rent it for a day. If the off chance, I would rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And I think everyone should live by that.
Here's my other argument is, I'd be okay. I'm fully for open trailers, especially for your first one. Because mm-hmm. you know what happens? If you don't sell it, mm-hmm. you rent that thing out to somebody. I promise yep. you, somebody 100%. In the air is going to need a tow. I need to get my toolbox home. I need to get this. I need to yep. buy a new set of couches. Can I rent your trailer?
Or if you can't afford to sell it and get an enclosed, honestly, make it an enclosed.
Yeah, it's.
Look up a couple of YouTube videos. Figure out how to make walls around it and turn it into an enclosed.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what I'm planning on doing. I'm planning on building my own enclosed.
Like it might a lot just
be it could be just as expensive, if not more expensive. But I can piece it together on my own time.
With the space I have currently, I would rather sell mine for a slight loss. This is my thought. If I can use it enough to not,
unless you have good credit, sell what you got, put that money as a down payment towards the enclosed, and make payments on the new one.
Buy a used one.
If you have the income to do it and the credit to do it, go for it.
How many people do you know that get into motorsports, spend $30,000-$40,000 on a setup, and quit 2 years later because they realize
it's not for them?
It's not for me, and it's not because they're not good. It's just not for them.
They outgrow it.
Or they find a different direction.
Life happens.
Yeah.
They have kids. They start a family. Any number of things could happen.
You give them a fair price, I promise you, that trailer was built with the full intent to use it.
Some unfortunate things happen, and they need to clear out space. They need money quick, and they sell things off. It happens to everyone.
And I've been there. The best part is they know who it's going to.
Yeah. It's usually someone they know, and they trust selling it to that person. They want to see that person succeed and get the most use out of it.
It helps them out too in this process. It takes some alleviation and it reduces, like we had a conversation earlier,
mm-hmm.
this person sees do this, that person might see, in my case, this, and this.
Yep.
You do those three things, now boom, all these are gone. Because yep. I don't see a C, sell trailer. Yep. I see clean trailer, clear trailer out, mm-hmm. inspect trailer. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do that, that,
if you
that.
If you own a trailer, before you do anything,
please check your stuff before you leave for a trip.
Inspect the trailer first. That is the key piece. If there's anything wrong with that trailer, whether you can inspect it, pre-inspection before any type of movement of that is key. You could inspect it. Everything looks good. You know nothing's wrong with it. You could crack a leaf spring on that trailer, and it's going
like
it will take that trailer down, and whatever you're using to haul it with, it's taking it with it.
It's gone.
If you do the pre-inspection before you even move that thing, that whole setup, if you think there's a crack in that leaf spring, or your tires on the trailer are too dry rotted, they're not going to hold air or last that long, or anything, any type of leak, you can catch it before you leave, and you can prevent something catastrophic. I've seen way too many incidences like that where
it's scary.
You could have caught it with the pre-inspection. It could have been perfect when you inspected it, but you never know unless you check.
You could
hit a pothole and it could crack that leaf spring. You could hit a pothole and destroy that tire, bend that wheel. But just to have that peace of mind, inspect it before you leave, and if it tells you, if all signs say everything is good, cool, drive it. If you look at it and you're like, I don't really know about this, something looks off,
take it by
please
shop.
Don't drive it. Go get it checked out. Find a different trailer. Go rent a U-Haul. Do something. That trailer, if something messes up on that trailer, it's going to start swaying. It's going to blow a tire, snap your leaf springs.
It's taking that thing
sideways. That trailer has momentum to it. Whatever you're towing, you're using to tow it, it's taking it with it.
Yeah, that goes from a 5 pound weight to a few mm-hmm. thousand pound weight plus
force. It's a wrecking ball.
At that point, that's truck, trailer, and vehicle. That's over 10 grand.
You're flipping everything. On average, say you got a 3,500 plus a, we'll say like a 30 foot trailer.
That's a 20,000 pound set.
We'll say it's a 30 foot enclosed trailer. Mm. You're looking at every bit of combined maybe. It could be anywhere from 17,000 all the way up to 25,000 or more.
25, 30, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight.
On the high end, 30,000.
Just like any
pre-event.
Just inspect it.
If it looks good, send it. It could be a freak accident. But if you're unsure about it, call someone in for a second opinion.
Hell, even like pre-events. Fault checks, fluid checks.
Same thing for your whatever race car you have. Double check everything. Don't just go out and, oh, it was good the last time, it'll be good now, not knowing that you might have a bent tie rod, bent control arm, or your hub is loose.
This bolt backed off half a turn.
Yeah, your lug nuts are backing out.
And things happen. People don't always check shit. Mm-hmm. Stuff happens. We use vehicles.
And you might not see signs unless you turn a certain way. Like if your wheels are loose, you could be turning to the right. It's pushing your wheel into it, so it you might not notice it, but as soon as you turn left, it snaps all those lug studs loose, and your wheel is taking off the opposite direction. You're like, whoa, what? Where are you going? Why are you going that way? We're supposed to go this way. So
there'd be a lot of scary stuff.
Just inspect it. Take a look. I see way too many people just taking their trailer out, not inspecting it, and
I see people take their car for 8 months in a row and not check a damn thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, some cars you can do it with.
I don't care if you check your lights and check your oil. Check something on your damn car.
You get lucky and you're just good, but when you're not, it's bad.
Yeah. And we that could be a whole episode of ranting about people's neglect on the vehicles and all the BS about that. We'll have to do that.
Family Guy. You know what really grinds my gears?
We have to do that episode. We have to do that one. Get all of our old people on, get some random mechanics on and technicians and inspectors on. Because I promise you, half of them are going to go.
Yep.
It takes 30 fucking seconds.
Really? When I was doing hot shot hauling, it would take me maybe 10 minutes to do a full walk around, checking everything on the vehicle. I left one morning, early in the morning. It was like 4 in the morning. I did my walk around at 3:30. Everything looked good on it. Nothing stood out to me. By the time I made a 40-minute drive, one of the trailer tires completely blew out. There was no tire on it whatsoever. I had to have our other driver, Diaz, come and bring me a trailer so I could finish the job. And that took out of his time, out of his jobs.
That's money
to come
lost,
do
time
this.
Lost, because now you didn't just use his travel time. You lost yours and his.
Yes.
Like, and thankfully nothing happened.
And that's money lost.
Yeah.
That's something that shouldn't have happened, but it, during the inspection, it looked good. During the inspection, there was no signs of issues.
And you could have caught a nail, you could have caught a sharp rock, all kinds of stuff.
Could have been anything. I could have hit a pothole. I don't know what caused it.
What would you sum this all up as?
Safety.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Be thankful 100%. Every time you get home.
Check everything. Double check everything.
And if you're not comfortable,
it's like sending a risky text. You read that thing multiple times before you send it.
And at least it's not a drug text. Damn, I really said that.
It could be a drug text.
Yeah. Sometimes they work out. Most of the time they don't. Yeah, sum it up. Get your vehicle inspected.
Yeah.
Every so often.
Whether you do it, get a second set of eyes on it, whatever you want to do. If you don't know much about trailers, find someone might have a little bit of knowledge.
I promise you, you email us and you tell us where you're at. We'll find somebody.
Yeah, we'll let you know what to look out for. Worst case scenario, we'll let you know.
We'll give you a good base.
We'll give you some pointers. We'll point you in the right direction.
We also, disclaimer, we hold no legal liability for your mishaps or fortunes.
Yep.
This is just educational direction of...
You can find a local truck shop to do a full inspection, quality,
truck, even
all
if it's
certified.
Even if it's your daily car.
Yeah.
Hey, it might cost you $20. Can you just look over my car? I want to make sure it's safe for the summer or make sure it's safe for the winter.
We don't know a lot about one thing, but we know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah, we really do. That's
just a little bit. Really just enough.
Enough to be dangerous.
Or the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yep.
So let's recover all that. We don't really have merch, but we do have decals.
We're working on more merch. We're dabbling in that right now. We're trying to figure out what's going to work, color combos, sizings, what all we want to release.
Right now we do have decals. Anybody who's been on the podcast, I'm pretty sure I've sent one to you. If I missed you, let me know. We'll try to catch up. If not,
we're
going to
get
some
variations of stickers out as well. So it will have a couple of options to choose from.
Just send us a message, let us know, and we'll get connected and get that figured out eventually.
Yep.
Sometime this year we'll create a store, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. If it doesn't work out, we won't.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Once we have some merch in our possession, we'll be creating an online storefront.
You know, it's a really good spot to see that at. the Daily Drift Competition Series up in US Air.
Yes, that is a great point.
We'll definitely be there. We'll have some.
We'll be there all three weekends for every round. We'll one if not both of us will be there. Four. Yeah.
Maybe the fourth is for another one. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows what he has in store for it?
We'll figure it out.
Maybe he will do a fourth weekend.
It's a good place to check those out. We'll definitely do some prototypes, and if we get some good feedback, you guys like them.
It's
we'll
a great have a time. Few for sale. Super fun. Super friendly. Don't be afraid to show up.
You'll definitely see us out there, even if it's for a little open lap time. You'll see one of us out there.
Yep.
That guy. I'll go, definitely. We'll have some ride alongs to have some fun, have some stickers. We'll have some stuff
definitely. Running. As long as my car is running solid, I'd come up ask for a ride along. I'm 100% down to give anyone a ride.
A ride along and a bottle of water.
Yep.
Because it can get hot. I'm praying. I'm really hoping it's really
bare nice minimum. Weather. Ask for a ride along. Have a smile. That's all I ask for.
Go on, have a blast.
Enjoy it.
What else? Oh, yeah, quote.
If all things go smoothly, then
we'll have two cars out there.
Or three. As long as it goes smoothly and works out correct, we should have two cars out there. And depending on the route we take with one of the cars, we might offer lessons in one of them.
Yeah, we'll have to see. It's early.
As long as everything is running smoothly on it.
Which will be positive.
Mm-hmm. Hopeful. We'll be hopeful.
Yeah. We'll be hopeful.
It's the car life.
It's life.
It's what it is. Things could go smooth one minute, and it's just sideways the next.
Literally.
Yep. Especially for what we're doing.
Sideways.
Yep.
Slipping sideways. That's the guy I was talking to earlier. Sorry. I said you're the complete wrong name. Slipping sideways. Alex. That's the guy I was chit-chatting about. We were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. We'll touch on that next episode. Because we can talk about him, and we might have him.
We have big plans. We got big plans. A lot of planning to do. The first season. We don't know if we can make all of it, but
we're gonna do the best we can.
Come second season, we plan on hitting everything.
Yeah, we definitely got a lot going. But something I want to do new, similar but different than a lot of podcasts do. A lot of people do. Mm-hmm. I kind of got it from work in a sense. It's the quote of the day. I want is anybody who's on, one of us will come up with a quote of the day. So I want to chain this, and it can link up. It could be about sports. It could be about life. It could be whatever. It can just be your own funny quote. Please try to keep it appropriate. This is an audio set. It's
family friendly.
It is supposed to be family friendly for the most part. Obviously, we have some times here.
Well, that puts my quote out the window.
We can always just mark it explicit and lose half the audience.
No, I'll make it PG.
We'll each give one today. But you'll do yours, and we'll start with you and me and go from there.
My quote.
Now, who is this from?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's I've heard a variance of it from multiple different sources. I've never had a solid answer on who said it, but do what makes you happy. Don't listen to others. Don't let peer pressure influence your judgment or outlook on life. If you're doing something that truly makes you happy, pursue it. Don't let anyone's negativity or jealousy influence what you're doing. If you're building a car, building a business, doing your dream career, and it's not up to someone else's standards, you don't need them in your life. Do what makes you happy and pursue that dream.
Fantastic. You know, I'm going to add one to you because I finally found one of the ones I was looking for.
Yeah?
Booker T. Washington.
Okay.
If you want to lift yourself up, lift someone else up.
Yeah, 100%. The best way to learn is to teach.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's you may know. Quote. You may
That's
think,
your quote right there.
You may think you know everything about this topic until you go to teach someone. And the moment you start teaching, you're going to start realizing other ways.
Because stuff changes so fast and people have different perspectives. There's not just one way to do it. I think we did a great one. That's about an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah. Always longer than we anticipate.
15 minutes.
You tell me 15 minutes, I'm expecting an hour and a half. You tell me a 30-minute episode, I'm expecting three.
If you tell me 30, I'm expecting at least an hour and 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what happens. You get two friends together that are passionate about something, and we can have some fun and go with it. So,
yeah.
If
it works, it works.
Yeah. If not, there might be episodes. We literally have 10-minute episodes.
I don't ever foresee that happening. Don't lie to the people. Don't lie to them.
It's a potential. We could be remote. The only
10-minute episode I foresee us having is if you're posting a picture with music.
That's 30 seconds, dude. Mr. Creative over there, and you and him. Might
30 be right seconds. There. Our 15-minute episode is an hour and a half. 30 seconds is going to be 10 minutes.
Four and a half.
Hold me to it. I'll bet money on it.
I don't have that much creativity. No, some up.
No, but our media guy does.
Touche. Some episodes be longer. Some will be shorter.
Yeah.
But if we have a guest on, we're not going to slow down.
Maybe we'll have a short episode. Our short ones for now, plan for nothing less for like an hour 15.
Yeah. We could end this 10 minutes. We came up with some good stuff to talk about. And
mm-hmm.
We come with ideas, we're going to talk about it.
So we could do this.
Oh, gosh.
Since we hinted towards it already, we could do a quick little insight to what we have going on here.
Oh, that baby.
Not the nicest engine bay, but it's sealed. Not going to have any issues.
Hey, I like our salmon and cream skull engine bay.
Yeah. Nice orange little S13 hatchback with the NKRPF ones on it.
Oh, for sure. So, super excited.
Should be a fun time. We'll do a 240 specific.
We'll do a walk around
release on it. Yeah. Once we get a nicer day out, we'll do something a little bit better with that one. We'll go in depth with the 240. I know I am. Grow.
Kiss my ass. Too much coffee.
Yeah. We'll do an in-depth video on the 240. We'll go through all of the details and specifics about it. The interior, engine bay, the plans for it, drivetrain. We'll get a little bit of everything on that in a future episode. Once we start doing a little bit more to it, once we get engine into it or whatever else we decide to kind of finalize on it, but we'll do a dedicated episode. We'll do one for the Camaro. We'll do one for the MR2. One for every one of the lineups on it.
And then we'll do one for the new media guy a week or so from now. We'll figure that out.
We're going to plan on a week. So the next episode is going to be for the media guy. Super excited about him coming on here.
He's pretty excited. Currently taking a nap.
Currently
napping.
Let's see. Oh, we can zoom. He's passed out right there.
Yeah. We'll let him sleep.
Yeah.
But no, thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate it. Brace, what are your tags? How can they get a hold of you?
I can never remember these.
I'll put it in the show notes.
We'll post it in the description. We'll put it in the description.
We'll make it easy. Just catch us on the podcast. STTG Podcast. Instagram, Facebook.
My Instagram is Battleson Motorsports. TikTok is Trace M Battleson. That's about it so far. Once we get a YouTube up and running for podcasts.
It's STTG Podcast on YouTube.
Okay. Once I get my own YouTube up and running, I will let you guys know.
But appreciate it, guys. Have a great night. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Yeah. Be safe.
Catch you next time. Later.